was that? This guy, man. His name's Cameron Hazel and shit. He's this awesome producer. He's fucking this shit. But he's not one to, invite him constantly, open doors and windows and balls and pains and all stuff. I can be an E, you know. I don't want to be an E. I just want to open windows and doors. There's no need for doors or windows at all. Not at all. But people live in fear. Fear is another form of control. It's really sad because people live in fear. They believe that in control. They believe it exists. And that's fun. It's very fun. But then I'm able to realize the fact that there is no fear. And there is no leash, and there is no collar, and there is these substances or this existence at all. But instead, we fucking chug beer and shit and take shots to a point and drink hot substances, and it harms our fucking body. And we feel it. Our kidneys eventually shut down, our liver shuts down. Our stomach, our heart. You breathe smoke there. It's hazardous to your environment. It's fucking really sad. We have to like just eat hot substances and fucking drink and fucking fall asleep in a gutter. Let someone fucking beat you upside the head with a fucking fit of the air and drag you out and leave you bleeding in a gutter. It's nice when someone drives by that cares, and they pick you up, put in a car, and they drag you home, and then you bleed all over their carpet. And then you wake up and you say, "What the fuck? Where am I? What happened?" And they say, "You're home." And they say, "Thank you." And they give you a hug and shit, and they say, "Do you need a cigarette? Do you want to get a sushi roll and shit?" And you're like, "I don't know. Maybe nice 16 ounce triple ice Americano poured over 4 packets of raw sugar would help me there for a second." It's so sweet. Because the door is open always. It's totally universal. And you say, "Awesome.
Check out this scale."
And he said, "Thank you for helping me a little bit. I appreciate it a lot." Because I was like totally fucking, like about to die. Like my physical body was gonna die. And you saw that. And so thank you for picking me up and putting me in your fucking Zion and shit and dragging me home. And even though you're supposedly crippled, and a multi-millionaire, you're still able, somehow, I don't know why, but you're able to drag me out of your car and put me in a spot where I was safe and could bleed. You know, I don't want to bleed. I don't like to bleed. Well, maybe sometimes, but... but I didn't want to bleed because that person walked behind my back and hit me over the head with a huge piece of glass. Because I was trying to drink Jaeger and shit. And Jaeger is fun to drink and such, but not when you walk behind somebody and hit them inside the head with a bottle. And that's no fun. That was a bummer. And I'm so thankful that my friend, even though he's crippled, was able to pick me up and put me into a spot where I was safe from it. Because he found me bleeding and almost dead in a gutter. And it was amazing. Thank you. because his money means nothing. And his car, and all his apartments he had, and all his drugs, nothing. Even though it stretched off far and wide across all LA, and he had a whole army and minions and all this stuff, nothing. Because there is nothing. And there is everything. So essentially there is heavy universals in the world. And heavy universals are people that are heavy heavies and universal plugs. And heavy heavies are people that have gone above and beyond and trial by fire. And they've burned in that fire. And the fire is totally comfortable. Flesh is only temporary.
That shot's gonna burn your throat.
Really? Okay.
Temporary shot.
I like shots. I love being cut and stabbed and shot.
With liquor.
With anything.
With liquor.